静安区2017学年第一学期高三年级教学质量检测。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Well, James, it seems the item you stocked up sells very well this month. It's the bestseller in electrical appliance department.
Sure.Summer is coming and the temperature is rising, so every family needs it.
Question, what are they probably talking about?
Two.
Excuse me, Mr. Jobs. Dr. Schmidt is here to see you.
Okay, Joan. Send him in, and by the way, when is my flight to New York?
Question.What probably is the woman? 3. Hey, Peter, the Black Friday is around the corner, and is there anything you intend to buy?
As long as my salary is not raised, any shopping festival has nothing to do with me.
Question, what does the man mean?4. Mr. Robinson, I have read 8 books on the reading list you recommended to us.
Good for you, Mary. That's exactly half of the total I have recommended, and Jenny has read 2 fewer than you.
Question, how many books did Mr. Robinson recommend?
5.Nowadays, you can see many experts lecture people on how to lead a healthy life on TV.
But isn't it you yourself that knows your body and its needs better than anyone else?
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. How did your science professor think of you?
Well, she never said anything negative about me.She just failed me straight at the end of the term.
Question, what does the man imply? 7. So, sir, you're reserving our big dining hall for January the 4th.
That's when Jenny has her graduation ceremony, and for the day after, we will go for a movie. Our family dinner at your place is 2 days after the 4th.
Question, what will happen on January the 5th?
Eight. It really gives me a headache to go over all these numbers.
Yeah, for everyone, remembering the time for so many past events is no easy job.
Question, what subject are they talking about?9. How was yesterday's play?
The performance was excellent. The scenes were grand and sound effects were amazing, while the costumes were not smart enough.
Question. How does the woman think of the play? 10. Only fools will buy such expensive cakes.
Taste one piece, and you will become a fool yourself.
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice,But the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Listeners, do you still remember who planned your wedding? Today, children are being asked to organize weddings for their parents as part of a BBC drive to reflect British marriage. Traditionally, it was the parents of the bride who worried about planning their daughter's big day. Now it is the children that plan their parents' wedding in a BBC reality show. In the show, Marrying Mom and Dad, children as young as 7 will be allowed to spend up to £10,000 on each wedding. BBC says that it is glad to see parents who are still not married to hug the most respected social tradition, marriage, especially with the help of their kids. But critics claim that it gives children too huge amount of responsibility, which they may not be able to handle. For the show, children aged between 7 to 12 are to see many aspects of the day as they want, from the transport and entertainment to the dress and cake, though they will not be allowed to arrange honeymoons. Parents in the show will have to be prepared to adapt to youthful tastes. The show producers say they are expecting unconventional wedding days, which are very possible because of the age of the planners. Parents may have to be dressed as animated characters, such as Shrek and Princess Fiona. In today's Britain, the days are long gone when people were ashamed to be having a second marriage or having children before marriage. According to the producers, the show will on the one hand respect the holy sense of marriage, but on the other hand find ways to reflect modern Britain.
Now listen again, please. Listeners, do you still remember who planned your wedding? Today, children are being asked to organize weddings for their parents as part of a BBC drive to reflect British marriage. Traditionally, it was the parents of the bride who worried about planning their daughter's big day. Now it is the children that plan their parents' wedding in a BBC reality show. In the show, Marrying Mum and Dad, children as young as 7 will be allowed to spend up to £10,000 on each wedding. BBC says that it is glad to see parents who are still not married to hug the most respected social tradition, marriage, especially with the help of their kids. But critics claim that it gives children too huge amount of responsibility, which they may not be able to handle. For the show, children aged between 7 to 12 are to see many aspects of the day as they want, from the transport and entertainment to the dress and cake, though they will not be allowed to arrange honeymoons. Parents in the show will have to be prepared to adapt to youthful tastes. The show producers say they're expecting unconventional wedding days, which are very possible because of the age of the planners. Parents may have to be dressed as animated characters, such as Shrek and Princess Fiona. In today's Britain, the days are long gone when people were ashamed to be having a second marriage or having children before marriage. According to the producers, the show will, on the one hand, respect the holy sense of marriage, but on the other hand, find ways to reflect modern Britain. Questions. 11. What is the show Marrying Mum and Dad about?
What is not controlled by children in the show?
13. What is the show intended to display?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Listeners, today, American college campuses are legendary for the high number of events that take place every day. However, you know that getting people to come can be as much of a challenge as preparing for the event itself. So just how can you advertise your event in a way that inspires people to attend? First, make sure the basic information is available on every piece of ad sheet you put out. Who is going to speak? What will happen? When and where is the event? Do people need to apply for attendance or buy tickets in advance? If so, how and where? But people won't have patience for too much information. Try to keep it short and to the point. Detailed introduction or concept explanation should be avoided. And you should know the best places to advertise your event on campus. Know what will stand out and get creative. School notice board is usually a good place, although you should be very careful in case your ad should be covered by other posters. A clever way is to make good use of media like Facebook or Twitter. These channels will work wonders in promoting and advertising the events. Finally, it's no secret that providing food at a college event can drastically increase attendance, but it isn't an absolute necessity. After all, it is always an additional consideration.
Now listen again, please. Listeners, today, American college campuses are legendary for the high number of events that take place every day. However, you know that getting people to come can be as much of a challenge as preparing for the event itself. So, just how can you advertise your event in a way that inspires people to attend? First, make sure the basic information is available on every piece of ad sheet you put out. Who is going to speak? What will happen? When and where is the event? Do people need to apply for attendance or buy tickets in advance? If so, how and where? But people won't have patience for too much information. Try to keep it short and to the point. Detailed introduction or concept explanation should be avoided. And you should know the best places to advertise your event on campus. Know what will stand out and get creative. School notice board is usually a good place, although you should be very careful in case your ad should be covered by other posters. A clever way is to make good use of media like Facebook or Twitter. These channels will work wonders in promoting and advertising the events. Finally, it's no secret that providing food at a college event can drastically increase attendance. But it isn't an absolute necessity. After all, it is always an additional consideration. Questions. 14. According to the passage, what information should not appear on the ad sheet for a campus lecture?
What is suggested to promote the event?
What might be the title of this lecture?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, I've got two offers recently for my graduate program application, one from UCLA and the other from University of Chicago, and...
And you're not sure which to go for?
That's it. Of course, both are famous institutes sure to offer me huge prospects academically and in the career horizon.
Yeah, that's the very two essential factors all the applicants should value most, followed by other considerations like tuition or geographic locations. So, are you admitted for the same program for both universities?
No. The offer from UCLA is for computer science, while the one from Chicago University is for a math program.
Then that's quite different. UCLA is the strongest in programs including IT, computer science, etc., while Chicago is famous for its economics, financing, and sociology. And your specialty is...
I've always been crazy about modern technologies.
Then UCLA is a good choice, as you will meet many influential tutors and scholars in the field. Plus, the circle of contacts on campus is also important for you. Your classmates might be bosses of big tech companies in the future.
I see. But how about life?
As far as that is concerned, UCLA is also a better choice. Los Angeles is famous for its pleasant weather, the sunshine, the beach, and it's one of the places with high percentage of minority population in the country. In spite of high living costs, people of different races all feel at home there.
Wow, that explains the prosperity of giant IT companies in the region. They can hire talented engineers from different countries. But Chicago is close to my parents' home. Only 30 minutes drive, and I am a family guy. You know, nothing can compare to my family.
I see. So it seems that you have already made a decision. But family value comes first. I can understand that.
Thanks anyway.
Now listen again, please.
Hey, I've got two offers recently for my graduate program application. One from UCLA and the other from University of Chicago. And
you're not sure which to go for?
That's it. Of course, both are famous institutes, sure to offer me huge prospects academically and in the career horizon.
Yeah, that's the very two essential factors all the applicants should value most, followed by other considerations like tuition or geographic locations. So, are you admitted for the same program for both universities?
No. The offer from UCLA is for computer science, while the one from Chicago University is for a math program.
Then that's quite different. UCLA is the strongest in programs including IT, computer science, etc., while Chicago is famous for its economics, financing, and sociology. And your specialty is...
I've always been crazy about modern technologies.
Then UCLA is a good choice, as you will meet many influential tutors and scholars in the field. Plus, the circle of contacts on campus is also important for you. Your classmates might be bosses of big tech companies in the future.
I see. But how about life?
As far as that is concerned, UCLA is also a better choice. Los Angeles is famous for its pleasant weather, the sunshine, the beach, and it's one of the places with high percentage of minority population in the country. In spite of high living costs, people of different races all feel at home there.
Wow, that explains the prosperity of giant IT companies in the region. They can hire talented engineers from different countries. But Chicago is close to my parents' home. Only 30 minutes drive, and I am a family guy. You know, nothing can compare to my family.
I see. So it seems that you have already made a decision. But family value comes first. I can understand that.
Thanks anyway.
Questions. 17. What should applicants value most when choosing graduate schools?
Eighteen. What is not mentioned by the woman as one reason to recommend UCLA?
19. Why do big IT companies succeed in LA?
20. What is the man's decision?
20. That's the end of listening comprehension.